So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned Meya Ushmaim Shana Koidin Shenechav Habayis Pashta Malchus Rasha Al Yisrael. 180 years before the Churban of the second Beis Hamikdash, the evil Roman Empire began to dominate the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Meyu Shmainim Sulai, Masin Vishishaba. It was actually earlier, 260 years before the Churban, that the Romans began their rule, as the Braisa, which accounts for the 420 years of the Bayis Sheni, states, Malchus Pras Befnei Habayis Shleishim V'Arba Shana. The Persian Empire ended 34 years after the second Beis Hamikdash was built. Then, Malchus Yavim Befnei Habayis, Meyu Ushmainim Shana. The Greeks took over, and their rule lasted 180 years and ended in the 214th year of the second Beis Hamikdash. Then Malchus Hashmonai Befnei Habayis Meyev Shalish. The Hashmonaims took over, and their rule lasted 103 years and ended in the 317th year of the second Beis Hamikdash. And then Malchus Beis Hurdis Meyev Shalish. Hurdis took over, and his rule also lasted 103 years and ended in the 420th year, the year of the Churban. Now, since the Romans seized their power from the Greeks, their rule started after the 214th year of the second Beis Hamikdash, which was 206 years before the Churban. The Gemara explains, as was already mentioned in the previous daf, Esra Nevishis Shnin Kamu Behem Nusayu Behad Yisrael V'leishtab Debehu Lahachi Lekachashav Lehu Kishepashtam Achas HaRashah Al Yisrael. The first 26 years of the Roman Empire cannot be included in the years of their dominion, because during those 26 years, the Romans still maintained their alliance with the Yidden, and therefore it is only for 180 years that the Romans dominated the Yidden. The Raisa concludes, Mekam ve'elich, tzei v'chashav kama shanim achar Churban Habayis. As Rashi explains, the Chacham date all events and documents from the year after the Churban. However, Safra, the scribes, date their documents from the 6th year of Malchus Yavin, the Greek rule over the whole world, which was 380 years before the Churban. Therefore, a papa says, Itoi haitana v'layada prati kamahava, l'shayli l'safra kamaksiv, v'nitfi alayu esun shnin u'mashakech le'lechumre. If a tana forgot his specific year from the Churban, but he does remember his century, he should ask the safra for his current year from Malchus Yavin, and the tana should add 20 years to his own century. For example, if the safra was in the year 515, then the tana is in the year 135. Because since the Churban happened 380 years after Malchus Yavin, the specific count of the Churban began 20 years before the specific count of Malchus Yavin. And similarly, Itoi Safra Nishayli Latana Kamachashiv, V'nivtzer Minayu Esven Shnin U'mashakech Le'lechumrei. If a Safra forgot his specific year from Malchus Yavin, but he does remember the century, he should ask the Tana for his current year from the Churban, and the Safra should subtract 20 years from his own century. For example, if the Tana was in the year 135, then the Safra is in the year 515, because since Malchus Yavin began 380 years before the Churban, the specific count of Malchus Yavin begins 20 years after the specific count of the Churban. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Tan ve'elio, sheishas alafim shana hava oilam. The world will stand for 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tayhu. The first 2,000 years were desolate because there was no Torah. Shnei alpayim Torah. The second 2,000 years was the era of the Torah. Shnei alpayim yimayse Mashiach. Babinaseinu shirabu yatzmehen mashi yatzmehen. And the final 2,000 years is the era of Mashiach's coming, and unfortunately a portion of this era has already passed, and Mashiach has not yet come. As Gemara explains, Shnei alpayim Torah, the year 2000 when the era of Torah began, does not refer to Matan Torah, because leka kuli hai. Mantar was later, in the year 2448, which takes away from the second 2,000-year period. Therefore, we must say that Shnei Alpayim Torah refers to Avram Avinu, who taught Torah to all the nations, as the pasuk states, Vesanefesh asha astu b'charan, and the Targum interprets to Shabidu loy raisa. And in the year 2000, Avram Avinu was 52 years old because he was born in the year 1948. Rashi explains that this can be figured out by adding up all the generations between Adam Rishon and Avram Avinu as enumerated in the Torah. Therefore, a papa says, "Itoi tana v'leyod prati kamahava l'shay l'lasafra kamaksiv v'nitfalayu arba'in v'tamni u'mashakech le'lechumri." If this tana forgot his specific year in Yemayis Mashiach, but he does remember his century, he should ask the safra for his current year from Malchus Yavin, and the tana should add on 48 years to his own century, such as if the safra was in the year 710. Then the Tana is in the year 158, because Yemayis HaMashiach began in the year 4000, which was 172 years after the Churban, while Malchus Yavin began 380 years before the Churban, and since Yemayis HaMashiach began 552 years after Malchus Yavin, therefore the specific count of Yemayis HaMashiach begins 48 years before the specific count of Malchus Yavin. And similarly, V'itoy Safra, If a Safra forgot his specific year from Malchus Yavin, but he does remember the century, he should ask the Tana for his current year in Yemaisa Mashiach, and the Safra should subtract 48 years from his own century, such as if the Tana was in the year 158. Then the Safra is in the year 710, because since Malchus Yavin began 552 years before Yemaisa Mashiach, therefore the specific count of Malchus Yavin begins 48 years after the specific count of Yemaisa Mashiach. If a person does not know the year of the current 7-year Shemitah cycle, he can calculate it with the Tana's count from the Churban as follows. He should add on 1 year to the count of the Churban, because as Rashi explains, although the actual Churban was in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, however the count from the Churban begins in the following year, the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Then v'nachshav klali b'yayvali, uprati b'shavui, v'nishkal me'meya trei, v'nishadi aprati. He counts each century as 2 yayval cycles, but he must subtract 2 years and adds them to his count of the Shemitah cycle, because as Rashi explains, this concurs with Rabbi Huda, who holds shnas chamishim oil lekan lekan. The yayval year is included in the following cycle and accounts for the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, and therefore 2 yayval cycles account for only 98 years. And then, v'nachshavinu l'prati b'shavui, v'yadu kama shnei b'shavua. He adds the remaining specific years of the Churban to his count, and he can determine the exact year of the current Shemitah cycle. Amr Reb Chanina, achar arba meis l'Churban habayis, im yoyim l'cha adam, kach sade shave elef dinarim b'dinar echad loistikach. If 400 years after the Churban, which is the year 4228 from Briyas Olam, a person is offered to purchase a field worth 1,000 dinar for only 1 dinar, he should not buy the field. Because as Rashi explains, she kitsa geula v'tikovitz lahara kodesh l'nachas avesecha v'lo matavsir adiner. This was the deadline for the final redemption when all Yidden will return to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he's wasting his money. The Brisa mentions a different count. V'masnita tana achar arbois alafim u'masayim v'shleishim achashon l'briyas oylam im yom l'cha adam in the year 4231 from Briyas Oylam, which is 3 years later.